My name's Abria Miser, and I serve as the state president for Missouri FFA this year for the 2013-2014 school year.
Tell me what this has been like. We talked a year ago when you were just selected. Is this what you expected?
It's a little bit different than I expected. It's been a really awesome year. You don't exactly realize everything that is going to happen throughout the year and exactly what the experience is going to be like, just because it's hard to imagine such an incredible experience.
From a year ago to now, how do you think this has improved you?
I've really grown a lot throughout the year, just because I've been able to have a lot of opportunities and experiences for me to figure out a lot about myself and a lot about the direction I want to go and where I want to lead and be in the agriculture industry in the future. And I've been able to be inspired by a lot of the members that I've met throughout the year.
Well, let's talk about that. What would you like to do?
In the future, I would like to be able to do research and work in a public relations position, kind of talking about agriculture to business people, the general public, farmers.
How has FFA prepared you for a position that such as that?
FFA has really given me a foundation where I've been able to look into different areas of agriculture and find a spot that I really love. And then from there, I've been able to develop leadership skills and speaking abilities and a passion for agriculture, more importantly. And so I think that's really prepared me for the future and been able to help me find my purpose within this industry.
Some FFA members, after they have served at the state level, aspire to higher office. Do you ever think about a national office?
I've thought about it a little bit. This next year, I'll be serving as the state past president. So I've got another year of state office to fulfill before I could interview for a national office. But I'm not ruling it out yet. I'm definitely, it's going to be something that I think about in the future.
What's involved in the service as a state past president?
The purpose of the state past president is really to serve as a mentor for the new officer team. So since the president's been through it once before, they kind of help the officer team navigate and figure out what they can do and where they should be throughout the year.
Abria, do you have a highlight of the year?
Honestly, it's all been really, really good, and so I don't know that there's necessarily been one thing that overshadows all the rest, but I really enjoy getting to do my chapter visits because I get to be in the classroom talking to students, and it's a really good way to figure out what they're doing in their chapters and what they love about FFA. And so for me, that's been really fulfilling because it fuels me and inspires me.
What would you say to a student who's either thinking about joining FFA or thinking about running for a state office?
I would say just go for it and don't let anything get in your way, because there's so many opportunities and experiences that you can have in FFA that are going to help you grow and become the person that you want to be. And within this organization, you can truly find your passion. And so from there, that's going to be able to help you unearth your purpose. And that's what our theme for this convention is this year: grow your passion and unearth your purpose.